The Millennium Challenge Corporation is a young, small agency with a big mission: help countries climb out of poverty. Its principles should sound familiar. Use evidence, focus on results, be transparent. Time and again, the White House has asked all agencies to apply those principles to their own work, but putting them into practice can require trade-offs. Sarah Jane Statz is the senior policy advisor for the Millennium Challenge Corporation, and she joins us now to tell us how her agency is doing it. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about why you have these stated principles and how they apply to the work that you do.
Well, the Millennium Challenge Corporation, as you mentioned, is a small U.S. government agency, and we're designed with one mission, and that is to promote economic growth and poverty reduction in the best governed countries. So the creation, which occurred just 10 years ago under President Bush at the time, with strong bipartisan support on the Hill and has since been embraced by the Obama administration, was really designed to build on a lot of the lessons that had been learned from 50, 60 years of development experience with some of our other agencies. The basic idea is that by working with a limited number of poor countries that are already showing good policies, good economic, social, democratic policies, means that we can work in close partnership with them and ultimately get a bigger bang for our development buck.
So how do you apply these principles? For example, just give me an example of how you use evidence or focus on results in day-to-day work.
So one of the biggest ways that we use evidence is right at the beginning of our process in terms of picking that select group of country partners. We use evidence to pick the countries, drive the investments, measure the results all along the way. But one of the most well-known areas is really in how we pick that initial set of countries that we work with.
And how do you do that?
So we use, it's a data-driven approach. This is mandated in our authorizing legislation. Our board of directors is required to use, to the best extent possible, objective, clear, independent indicators of policy performance to drive the process. So to make that make a little bit more sense, it looks an awful lot like a report card. We produce an annual set of these scorecards for every country that is essentially poor enough to meet our standards or to qualify for assistance. And on an annual basis, each country gets a scorecard. It's all on one page. It includes 20 indicators from third-party sources. So again, these are not indicators that we're creating. They're not indicators the country is creating, but they're created by third parties. So we use indicators from the World Bank, the International Finance Corporation, Heritage, a number of different places. But if you think about the scorecard your child brings home, instead of categories like English, math, and science, we have categories that measure a country's commitment to economic freedom, investing in their people, ruling justly. And instead of the corresponding, we hope all A's, but A, B's, and C's, you'll see color coding, red and green. Does this country score above the medium of their income peers or below? And then there's an overall kind of pass or fail. So you can look very, very quickly and see how that country is doing compared to its peers on its commitment to those kinds of good policies that we're looking for as a first cut.
Well, it's a bit like picking the members of a sports team, right? You start with the ones that sort of have that raw talent and show promise of success, and then you as the Millennium Challenge Corporation help them achieve a winning record, let's say. I'm just wondering, do you think that this approach can apply to those countries that represent tougher challenges? Because I think some of our agency listeners out there might say, oh, well, they already picked the ones that are on the way up, but we've got a tougher challenge, whatever it is we do. Do you think that these lessons, these principles can apply to those tougher challenges too?
Absolutely. I think that the principles for using evidence and creating a system that is clear and transparent and understandable are applicable across the board. You know, in our agency, we are set up with one particular mandate and to work with a particular group of countries. So in designing the system, we are very clear to meet those needs, and it is designed to pick those that are already doing well. And the data is absolutely the first piece of evidence that we use, but we also use human judgment in understanding what the data is telling you at any given point. And those principles could certainly be applied in other contexts.
We're speaking with Sarah Jane Statz, and she's the Senior Policy Advisor for the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Now, you are 10 years old. Well, the agency is. Tell us about some
We're
of those.
Second grade.
Exactly. Tell us about some of those early experiences trying to put these principles into action. I'm sure that it didn't all go well in the beginning. And what did you learn from that?
So it's the entire concept of the Millennium Challenge Corporation was really a little bit of an experiment about could you put these big ideas into practice in day-to-day operations. And the approach in terms of picking our countries using a very data-driven approach was at the top of that list. It was a big question 10 years ago. Could it be done? Could you use this to be the primary tool or the primary piece of evidence that was driving those decisions? You know, it has changed over time. The basic approach is the same, but one of the pieces that we have learned and is very, very important to making it work is that that system adapts over time. So as there is new data, new evidence, changes in the data, that we are able to capture that and modify it. So just to give an example, in 2004, when the system was created, there was a desire to include some sort of indicator measuring how a government has supported policies to protect the environment, so on natural resource management, those kinds of things. There really wasn't an indicator that covered enough countries in a rigorous way and provided that information on a regular basis that we could use. 4 years later, there was a big process to identify it. There was new and better data, and that was incorporated into our system. So those are the kinds of things that maybe didn't always exist in the beginning but have developed over time.
And as the agency matures and you're possibly expanding, the president has asked for a big boost in fiscal 2015 for you. How does that force you to shift your strategy and your practices? If you expand, of course, you can't be quite as nimble as a smaller agency.
It's true. I think we are still a small agency compared to our peers, and we'll continue to do so. I don't think the increases will change the fundamentals, and the fundamentals are really, trying some of these new approaches, but being very, very purposeful about making the process public, making sure that we are learning while doing, and that we are really relying on the evidence to drive the decisions, and that people can see from the outside whether that is holding true. And those tenets will not change regardless of the size of the agency.
Now, we often hear about the other international facing government agencies in respect to very challenging situations. I'm thinking of recent reports about building housing in Haiti or construction in Afghanistan. I know that you work with a select group of countries, not those, but what would you say are the achievements that you have obtained at the Millennium Challenge Corporation that you could not have if you did not have these principles in place?
I think, again, the achievements at MCC rely very much on this interesting recipe of being small, using data and evidence, making it public so people can see what's happening and hold the agency accountable not only to our mission but to making decisions that are actually reflective of the evidence, and really measuring and showing what happens along the way, and being very, very frank about where that works and where it doesn't. So, we have a series of papers, for example, called Principles into Practice, which is something I work in, and it's a series that is designed to capture a lot of these lessons about what it takes to put these principles into practice, where it works, where there are big challenges. And, the audience is, first and foremost for ourselves to make sure that we as an agency are learning those lessons and not forgetting them when staff change or any of those issues, but also to make sure that we share those publicly so we can benefit from the experience of others, but also hope that, the lessons we learn are applicable and helpful to others along the way.
And when you think about the countries that you have worked in so far, do you have any sort of achievement you are particularly proud that the agency has accomplished?
There's a lot to be proud of. I think the ones that come to mind most readily for me are the ones that come out before we've actually even started the program. So this has a lot to do with the way we select countries and the fact that there is a competitive process up front in order to even qualify for the funding. You know, there's something that's being dubbed the MCC effect, which is essentially countries that are inspired to make policy reforms before the MCC spends a dime in order to qualify. So countries like Cote d'Ivoire, when the Millennium Challenge Corporation added a new gender in the economy indicator just a couple years ago, the government of Cote d'Ivoire used it to guide their efforts to improve their own family code. You know, and then in 2012, so just a year later, they were able to pass a new code that gave women the same rights as men to choose where they live, to apply for a passport, to pursue a job or profession and become the head of the household. And they now pass that indicator. So these are the types of examples that are very, very concrete. There are new laws, there are new policies that actually matter for the individuals in the countries. And, you know, there are a lot of good things to point to from our actual compact investments and results, but I do think this is one particular piece that is very, very special to our agency and a big benefit.
Sarah Jane Statz is the Senior Policy Advisor for the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a good morning.